Shavuot Tov, good Devach. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker from Brooklyn, New York. Tomorrow, Sunday, is going to be the 100th day anniversary of the terrible events from Simchas Torah, 100 days of hostages being held in Gaza. And the halacha tells us that after something occurs 100 times, it sort of goes into autopilot and becomes rote. And we see this reflected in the halacha of davening. So, for example, when we change the davening from V'sein Talumatar to V'sein Bracha, or we add Mashiv HaRuach, so if we're unsure after you daven Shmona Esrei, did I do the right insertion? So for the first 30 days, for the first 100 times that you daven the new Nusach, we assume that you didn't do it correctly, that you're still on the old version. But once you've done something 100 times, after 30 days and you've done it 100 times, then we assume that if you're not sure, you davened your Shmona Esrei, and afterwards you didn't have such great kavanah, like, did I say Mashiv HaRuach or did I not? I'm not sure, did I do the right thing? So after 100 times, we assume it sort of gets baked in, becomes rote, and you're on autopilot, and even if you don't remember, you did the right thing. So I think this is an important thing to think about, as we are now approaching 100 days of this terrible tzara for Klal Yisrael, of the hostages that are still in Gaza, and we should work very hard to ensure that these 100 days don't become, you know, ma'isim b'chol yom in our minds, in our consciousness, in our awareness. Some terrible things have happened over the last week, and many soldiers were killed. Erev Shabbos, the great travesty of the state of Israel being hauled before the International Court of Justice. Really terrible things going on for Klal Yisrael, and it could be a source of great sadness and despair and depression. So I want to focus on another 100, on 100 that leads us as the antidote to despair. And that's based on the Gemara in Menachos. And the Gemara in Menachos tells us, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir, who is no stranger to difficult and situations in his life, Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayav Adam Levarech Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. A person has to say 100 brachas every single day. Shnei Amar, based on the pasuk, the Ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. You, the Jewish people, what does Hashem want from you? Where do you see any hint? Any hint to 100 brachas here? So Rashi says it's a play on words. Ma should be read as Mea. Karibe Mea. So here we have like a little bit of a hint to 100 brachas. Now, Rav Natran Naigon famously teaches, and is cited by the Torah, that the story of the creation of this idea of 100 brachas every day has a backstory to it. So what's the backstory? So Rav Natran Naigon says we have a tradition. Pasuk says regarding David HaMelech, Neum David ben Yishai, Hukam Al, that regarding David HaMelech, David ben Yishai, Hukam Al means, literally it means he was of a high station, he was set on high. But there's a meaning here, Hukam Al means he established, he set up the Al. What's the Al that he set up? So Al, Ayin Lamed, Gematria is 100, 1730 is 100. So here we have sort of a hint to David HaMelech establishing the 100 brachos, the 100, the Al, the 100 brachos. So what was the cause? It's well known, Rav Natran Naigon says, that 100 people were dying every day. They didn't know why they were dying. It's a very strange lashon here. 100 people were dying, and they didn't know why they were dying. If they were dead, how are they analyzing their own deaths? So maybe it means other people didn't know why they were dying. But I think that we can understand this, that not necessarily just the physical deaths, but it says, Mason kuf nefashos mi Yisrael. Every day, 100 souls were dying. The death of the soul. In other words, depression, sadness, despair. And people couldn't figure out, they couldn't put their finger on it. Why are they feeling this misa, this death of the soul, this depression? Ad shechokar, until David HaMelech investigated, behaved, and he understood with divine inspiration, Baruch HaKodesh, and the antidote to this despair, the antidote to this depression, the antidote to this misa of kuf nefashos was 100 brachos. Meaning, if we can say this al pidrash, meaning that the antidote to despair is making 100 brachas every day. What is the idea of brachas? It means the idea of gratitude, of being grateful for what you have. So that's point number one. Now the Rabbeinu Tam says, these 100 brachas, he goes back to the pasuk in Devarim. Ma Hashem sho'el me'imach. What does Hashem want of you? Ma meaning 100. Me'a. So Rabbeinu Tam says, there's another hint here. And the other hint is the fact that there are me'a osios ba pasuk, 100 letters in this pasuk. Me'ata, ma yisho, ma Hashem okech ha'sho'el me'ach, etc. The only problem is, there aren't 100 letters in the pasuk. There are only 99. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the 100th letter is in the word sho'el. Sho'el can either be written chaser, shin aleph lamed, or it can be written male, shin vav aleph lamed. So, ma Hashem sho'el, what does Hashem desire? What is Hashem asking of you? The mea brachos. The letter that gets us to the 100 brachos of gratitude, is the vav in the word sho'el. And the vav we know in Hebrew is the vav hachibur. The vav in Hebrew language is the and, it's the connection. It's that which brings together two words, two ideas, two sentences, two clauses. But the deeper message here is the vav hachibur in Klal Yisrael. That it's not enough just to have a sense of gratitude, brachas kol yom, but we have to have also this connection with one another, to feel an achrayus to one another, to be nose ba'ol chavero, to feel the pain and the suffering of another human being. So the antidote to depression and to despair is, number one, to feel a sense of gratitude for what we have, and to feel a connection for others, to take care of others. Tosfos say, another hint in a pasuk, which gives us a powerful idea. V'yesh mefarshim, some say, the hint to 100 comes from the word ma. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. And the ma is Begematria 100. Ah, you'll say, how is ma Begematria 100? Mem is 40. Hey is 5. That's 45. That's not 100. So say Tosfos, the ma, if you follow the Atbash numerology, where the letters in the alphabet correspond to one another, Aleph corresponds to the first letter to the last letter of the alphabet, Tos. Bays, the second letter of the alphabet, corresponds to the letter Shin, etc., etc. So the word Ma, Mem, Hey, the letter Mem corresponds to Yud, if you go through the system, and the letter Hey corresponds to Tzadi. And Tzadi and Yud is 100. So what's the idea here? We have a hint to 100 brachas of gratitude, but through Atbash, what is Atbash? Atbash is all the letters are sort of connected to one another. Aleph is Tav, and Beis is Shin, and Mem is Tzadi, and Hey is Yud, and everything is all connected with one another. That is to say that there's gratitude plus connection plus being together, that nobody should feel alone. But it goes even one step further. The antidote to despair is gratitude and being caring of one another and feeling that we're not alone. But there's one other element here. Going back to Rav Netra Noigon, he says, Tikein lohem li Yisrael. It's not just that there's a feeling, an emotion, an awareness of gratitude, of connection, of togetherness, but Tikein lohem li Yisrael kuf brachos. He created a rabbinic mandate, an action item. This has to be put into action and taken out of the world of the of abstract. Rabbi Meir, going back to our Braisa, Rabbi Meir says, Chayav Adam Levarach Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. We have to take it out of the world of the abstract, express it verbally, and make it an action, bring it into the real world. And there's one more point I want to point out here. And that is, it all starts with the Ma. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. What does Hashem want from you? And from here we have the hint to the 100 brachas. There's a powerful notion here. What does the word ma even mean? So ma, yes, means what? But ma can mean nothing. It's ma, it's nothingness. Al shum ma, it's nothing. But ma is also an expression of amazement. Ma can mean like wow. So ma can mean like nothing, and ma can mean a sense of amazement, something extraordinary. And here is a powerful lesson about gratitude. Chayav Adam Lomar Kuf Brachos B'chol Yom. You have to say 100 brachos every day. Says Rav Natra Nayigon, Tikein Chachamim, Chachamim made these brachos. I'll say their ha'olam behan hagaso, based on daily experiences, things that are ma, they're nothing. A person wakes up in the morning and they could say, it's nothing, I just woke up in the morning. Ah, but we understand it's not ma, nothing. It's ma, it's wonder. I open my eyes in the morning and I can see. It's nothing, I wake up every morning and I can see. Ah, no, it's ma. It's not a ma of nothing, it's a ma of wonder. I get up and I start walking out of my bed. That's ma, it's nothing. I get up every morning and I walk out of my bed. Everybody walks. No, it's ma of wonder. This is the power of the Kuf Brachos, to realize that these dvarim shel ma, these things that seem to be nothing, are actually amazing and wondrous. And when we have that experience and that consciousness and awareness, then we are able to pull ourselves out of depression and despair and feel a sense of great optimism. The antidote to despair and to depression and to sadness is Kuf Brachos B'chol Yom, is number one, a sense of gratitude, to realize the amazing wonder that blessings that we have in our life. Number two, Shoel, the Vav, to be connected and to care and have sympathy and empathy for, and no save ol chavero. Number three, the Atbash, that we are all together. We're mixed up. It's not you there and I'm here. We're all connected and we're all together. Nobody is alone. And ultimately, to take these ideas of gratitude and togetherness and ono sebe o chavero and bring it out of the abstract, out of the mind, out of the emotion, and make a maisa and bring it into the real world. Tiken lahem li Yisrael and chachamim tiknu kuf brachos. It seems to me that on a day tomorrow, which we are going to commemorate, if nothing changes between now and tomorrow, will be 100 days since the terrible tragedy of Jewish hostages being taken by terrible, evil people. Can't even call them people for what they've done. And what we need to do is to double down on our chassadim. We have to double down on our connectedness, double down on doing what we can to make sure that people in pain don't feel alone. And at the same time, to recognize all the tremendous brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, just waking up in the morning, being able to walk, being able to breathe, being able to do whatever we do, is a tremendous bracha. And that altogether is the antidote for the despair and the depression that could potentially overcome us. I believe if we double down on these midos, then perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to us by bringing a geula from this tzara and a geula shlema for Klal Yisrael b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.